Welcome back to session 11 in our series of discussions about writing scripts for JAWS for Windows. Last time we were working on writing a little script to get a hold of the file open dialog in Notepad so we could figure out how to find the open button and click it. We had a bit of script written and we had determined that we actually had properly found the handle for the script open dialog. The clever thing to do here would be we want to actually, you know, if we're going to build this script, we don't want it running and doing things if we don't happen to be focused on the file open dialog, do we? So if that doesn't say whatever it said about the class 32770 or whatever it was, we are not in the position we think we're in. So we don't want to do anything. So the good thing to do here would be to write an if statement that says, if that class is equal to whatever this is, then go ahead and do your thing. So I'm going to pause here and go find out those details and actually type it in. I'll be right back. See, that was painless, wasn't it? It was number 32,770 is what it said. So let's write a statement here.
IF space left paren.
Now we wanted to get the window class. It was get window class of that grip.
G-E-T-W-I-N-D-O. W C L A S S space left paren G R I P right paren space.
Okay, that was get window class of grip. If that
equals space quote.
Now we're gonna make a actually type in a literal string here, so I have to use the quote character, and then we do
number 32770 quote right paren space T H E N enter.
Okay, we wrote our if statement, and it sounded like
if left there, get window class left there, grip right there, equals quote number 32,770 quote right there, and then blank.
Went to the next line, and what we're going to do is
tab
in here, and let's put in a little test message.
S A Y S T R I N G space.
Say string
left there quote.
You found it.
Y O U space F O U N D space I T quote right there and enter. E N I D.
Whoops.
D I.
D I enter.
Enter.
All right, what we did is we have a little test message that'll say...
Say string left there, quote, you found it, quote, right there, and end if, blank.
And then an end if at the bottom to close the if statement. That should compile, and it should tell us if we're in the dialogue or not.
Control-S.
Compile complete. Nope.
Control-S compiled it back to Notepad.
Alt-Tab.
Open.
Alt-Tab.
Back
at it. Yeah, that was it.
Alt-Shift-Tab.
Open. Untitled Notepad. Open. File name. Start.
We're in there right now. We're in the, we're currently focused, according to the insert F1.
This is an edit field in which you can type in for...
on that, where you type in the characters for the file name. Press F12.
You found it.
Okay, I did find it. Well, let's escape out of this. We're back to Notepad now.
Blank. This is an edit field in which you can type information. Use the left and right.
And actually, it doesn't tell us that, but we are not in the file open. I just confirmed that through other techniques that we're out in the main document window. If I press F12... It doesn't say anything. That's because we're not in there. Had I put an else statement on that, we could make it say, you're not in there. Let's go back into file.
All that
file new.
Oh.
Start.txt. Open. Oh, file open. Name. Start.
Okay, now we'll press F12.
You found it.
So it knows we're in that dialogue.
JavaScript manager dash left bracket notepad.js right.
So let's modify. We had an if statement here.
If left there, get window class left there, grip right there, equals quote number 32,770 quote right there, then.
And grip was a handle. It was the handle of the dialogue, the main dialogue. And if it's equal to this class that we expect, we'll come in here and we had a
say string left there and quote you found it quote right there.
We had a say string, and I'm gonna actually move this down. I went to the left margin and I'll press a
enter
to make a blank line.
Blank.
Now here's the thing, a general tip about writing ifs. You can get lost in a hurry, and I've said this before, when you're writing if statements and then else clauses to go with them, especially if you have if statements inside of if statements, inside of other if statements, and you can get 3, 4, or 5, or who knows how many levels deep, and at some point it gets just so complicated that one minor editing mistake can cause you untold grief in unraveling it. One thing that's kind of handy is to use functions to decompose that. That is to say, take the logic that's inside an if and go write a function and call that. And then in that function you can write some more if statements. And it helps you keep things from getting so out of hand. But if you do write an if statement,
if left there, get with
like this, What I like to do is put a blank line, then another, go to a next line.
Enter.
After the blank, and then type else.
E-S-S-E.
Else, and then an
enter.
And now we're going to say what happens if that if isn't true.
Else, blank, blank.
Let's use our
say string left parent quote
say string function here.
Say string left parent quote u o u o y o.
Let's get rid of the rest of this. Okay, we'll
blank, quote left parent quote blank.
We did a little bit of quick editing there. We're going to make the say string say not in the file open dialog. Okay, I'll just type that in here real quick.
N o e space I n space e a e space I e space o p e s space I a l o g quote right parent.
Say string left parent quote not in the file open dialog quote right parent. End if.
And the next line says end if. So now we've got a little more bulletproof approach here. And this is useful for debugging. Actually, when you publish a script like that, you can decide whether you want to leave these else's in. But man, we've already got it
say else blank
established here for what happens if this isn't true. And these little debug statements can help keep you a little more on, make it easier to figure out what happened. So now we have an if statement with nothing in the positive clause and say string in the negative clause, so we'll know if we're not in there. We know we've got the handle to the main dialog, and we want to search for the open button inside that guy. And what cursor is going to be placed on the file open? Well, we've probably got the PC cursor active at the moment, and we need to get ourselves to another cursor which can be moved to the thing we're finding. So let's do some things here, shall we? Let's
tab.
We got to move in from the margin because we're inside an if statement. Let's save the PC cursor, and we do that by calling a function called save cursor, which is in here, isn't it?
Control I.
Most standard Windows.
S-A-V.
Save cursor. Braille cursor is being used, comma, and the position of the cursor is also saved, periods.
Okay, we'll save cursor.
Enter.
Notepad.jss.
And I chose that. Press enter, and it's now in our
save cursor left there.
Our
else.
File
enter.
Here.
Blank.
And the interesting thing about save cursor is what it does is it writes down in a scratch pad area which cursor is active at the moment. And if it's a JAWS or invisible cursor, it also writes down the location where that cursor is on the screen. Well, we did it, and you can call it multiple times, and it saves each copy. Then you can call a function called restore cursor, which gets the most recent copy and puts that in effect. Now, dig this. What we're going to do is call it twice. Actually, what we'll do is, we just called save cursor. We're going to call this function called JAWS cursor.
JAWSCURSOR. Left right there and enter.
So now that switched us to the JAWS cursor. Then we'll call save cursor again.
Tab. Control tab.
Save S. Rail cursor is being used, comma, and
enter.
Notepad.j. Save cursor left there and right there.
I just picked it from the Control I file dialog real quick there. You can see how you get rather quick at doing that after a while, and you start getting these shortcuts down. So now what we've got, let's back up a few lines here.
If left there again.
There's our if statement.
Save cursor left there and right there. Just cursor left there and right there.
That seems to be spelled incorrectly.
Home. J-A-W-S-C-U-C.
Didn't have a capital C in it.
Just cursor left there and right there. Save cursor left there and right there. Else.
There we go. So we have saved it twice. And here's the reason we want to do that. Later, when we exit this function, we will do two restores. And what we're going to do is mess around with the JAWS cursor. We're going to move it. The first restore will put the JAWS cursor back where it was before we started moving it around. And then the second save or restore cursor will put the PC cursor back in effect if that's where you were. So this keeps scripts from moving the JAWS cursor. If you had it placed somewhere when you called this script and you wanted it left there, you'd like to have it left there. So now we're safe. We got all the safeties in place.
Home.
Let's see. We're on the else of this guy. We'll put a blank line in.
Enter.
Blank.
Up on the blank line.
Tab.
We are now finally prepared at long last to do the find. There's a thing called Find String. Let's go in here to the Control I guy.
Control I.
Insert function 1.
F-F-F-I-N-D-S.
Find String. Find String searches for a string of text in a specified window period. If the text is found, comma, and the JAWS cursor is placed at the beginning of the text string.
That's the guy we want. Enter.
Enter.
Specify a window handle period. Type the name of a variable or
GRIP.
We know what that is.
Enter.
Specify the text that is to be located period. Type a text string comma or type a variable name or choose a script function that can provide the text period. Text string must be enclosed within quotation marks period.
We are specifying parameters for the find string built-in function call. And it wants to know what we're going to find. And there are several options we have here. Anything that is of type string could go here. For example, if we have a variable of type string that's already been set up to something, we could just mention the variable here. Or we could call another function that returns a string value. We're just going to type in quotes what we actually want.
Quote.
And I think it's probably open.
O-P-E-N.
I did a capital O there, okay?
Quote.
All right, so now we have quote, open, quote.
Enter.
Indicate the search direction, period. Type the name of a constant value that indicates the direction of the search, colon, S underline top or S underline bottom, period.
You know, I think there might be some confusion on this one. This is telling you whether you want to start at the top of the window and search down, or start at the bottom of the window and search up. And that's handy if there are two of them in a row. Then you can figure out which one you're going to get by choosing which what your starting point is. The problem arises when there are three or more in there, because you can only get the top one and the bottom when you can't get to the middle. You got to find some other technique to position yourself at a character string if you're in that situation. Well, fortunately, we aren't in that situation at the moment. But I'll show you a situation where we might actually care about that a little bit later on here. And I also got the impression that this thing actually is backwards from what they say. We're supposed to type in S top or S bottom, and I think I'll start with S underscore top.
Caps lock on.
These are all capitals, because what these are is constants. They were defined in default.jsh. That file has a bunch of constants, unbelievable number of them. And if you look in there, you'll find S underscore top equals, and then a number. We could just type the number in here, but if they ever change the value that's to be used, then we would have the hard-coded number in here, and we wouldn't track their change. So we want to use their names.
S underline T-O-T caps lock off.
Oh, yeah, you wonder how I get that caps lock off? I got a little addition in default.jss that I stuck a little bit of code into the key pressed event function to make it do that. I find it real handy.
Enter.
Indicate search restriction period. Type the name of a constant value that indicates whether the search should be restricted to the active window or it should extend into all child windows of the active application period. Type S underline unrestricted to search all application.
This is a little bit confusing what this actually means. I think that if this has child windows, we won't go into them and look for that string. We'll just stay out in the main window. And I think we'll use S unrestricted here. So we'll let it go into child windows if it needs to.
Caps lock on. S underline U N R E S T R I C T E D. Caps lock off.
I love that capital stuff. Okay, so I think that's the last.
Enter.
Notepad.jss.
Let's see what our line of code sounds like now.
Find string left parent with comma, quote open quote comma, S underline top comma, S underline unrestricted right parent.
Now, you know what? They didn't tell us this, I don't think. Let's go in here and look a second. Back into Control I.
Control I.
Insert function. Tab. Find string. 94.4. Tab. Cancel.
Tab.
Next.
Tab.
Finish.
Tab.
Description colon.
Tab.
Return colon. No return description.
They don't say anything about what it returns.
Tab. Function name. Find string. Notepad.js.
I pressed escape to get out of that. But I've learned through experience that actually it returns a number. And if it finds the thing that you wanted, it'll return back a non-zero number. If it doesn't find it, it returns back zero. So we actually care about that, don't we?
Home.
Let's go to the left margin and find the first character of our find. Of find string, right? And let's make this an if statement.
I, F, space, left parent.
Okay, now we have if space left parent and then find string.
I.
Now let's go to the right end.
End. Right parent. Blank.
We have to have another closing right parent there, and then type then.
T-H-E-N.
All right, that made something new for us. That made it into an if statement, and I'm sorry I have to drag you through all the syntax stuff, but when you try to do this stuff, if you don't do the syntax stuff, you'll be wondering why it doesn't work, and you'll be asking me, and I may not know. Okay, so we need a blank line.
Enter.
And then we go to another blank line.
Enter.
Let's tab in, because now remember, we're inside the big first if that we wrote.
Tab.
Let's write else.
E-L-S-E. Enter. Tab. Tab.
Two tabs in, because we're under the else here. And what we're going to type now is a say string that says, what happens if you don't find that? Again, that's helpful for debugging. I'll type it in here. Okay, I did that, and what we came up with...
Say string left there, and quote, did not find the word, quote, right there. And
did not find the word, okay?
Enter, tab, E-N-D-I-F.
So now we have two if statements in this guy. We got an outer if statement that looks at whether or not we found the file open dialog. And if we did, we're in here and we're looking for this string called open, and we got an else clause that says what that'll tell us if we didn't find it.
Say string else blank.
All right. Now, we don't have any code here in the positive part of the clause that if we do find it, what we're going to do. Let's put a say string in here.
Tab, tab. S-A-Y-S-T-R-I-N-G space left there.
We found it. Now we've got a little... guy that can find what we were looking for. Let's see what it does.
Control S. Compile complete. Notepad.
It compiled. That's a good sign. Let's go to Notepad.
Alt tab.
Untitled dash Notepad. Untitled Notepad.
We are not in that file open dialog right now. Let's press our F12 hotkey.
Not in the file open dialog.
Oh, it knows that. That's a good sign. Let's go into it.
Alt F.
File new.
Oh.
Start.txt. Open file name. Start.txt.
We're in there, so it better find it.
We found it.
Oh, and it found the open dialog. We have found the open button even. That's even better. Not only did we find that we're in the dialog, we also found the word open, and I'm just so happy to end on a positive note that I think it'll end. If you have any comments you'd like to make about the series or questions you'd like us to discuss here on the air, send your messages to scriptman@acbradio.org.